in studio now with Matt Williams, the longtime personality on WAFB Channel 9 in Baton Rouge. 14 years now, Matt. 14 years.
Can Is it really that long?
And you still look 25, despite the gray
Despite the gray hair? I have to check the records. Is that right? 14? I guess that is about right. But, yeah, a little bit more gray than I was when I showed up. I started turning gray in about the third grade, so it's been happening for a while.
But you have your degree from the University of Wyoming. Mm-hmm. You've lived all over the country. And I suspect when you came to Baton Rouge as a young man, still in your 20s, you probably thought, oh, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years at the most, and here we are 14 years later.
I tell you, it's been a heck of a ride, and, you know, it's Louisiana has always been home for me. I moved around a lot as a kid because of my dad's work, but my whole family's from Louisiana, so summers and vacations were always back here, even as a kid. And my wife and I out in California, let's get back towards family a little bit. And so when we moved back here, my folks live in town. I still have a grandmother, 92 years old, living in Baton Rouge right now. She was forced out of New Orleans after Katrina. So it was a family move, and I don't know, I'll stay for a little while.
Well, the morning show of WAFB has been exceptionally high-rated for many, many years, and Matt Williams has brought it to new levels, and you've had a variety of co-hosts, too. I know you always give them credit, but what's the secret to getting people up and about in the morning and not overwhelming them at 5 or 6 o'clock?
You know, the conversations I have with people, here's the thing. You know, our company, like all the other companies in the world, they'll pay top dollar for going out and getting research, and let's focus on the metrics. My metric is an aisle 7 at Albertsons. And so I'm told every single day, it's not always just pleasantries. People, you know, hey, look, why did this happen? Why did that? So I'm getting a good variety of opinions. But what I get overwhelmingly is, you know what? You kind of put a smile on our face. And we need that at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know what we don't need? To be browbeaten with blood, smoke, and scandal for 3.5 hours. And we're on the air for 3.5 hours now. And look, here's the rub. We'll have plenty of time to get to that because the world's filled with that nonsense right now. But if I'm not doing and we're not doing something to make you smile in the morning, then, yeah, we're failing a bit.
3.5 hours. That's a long time to be on the air. And you start at 4:30.
4:30.
4:30.
Yep.
And I suspect you stroll in, what, about 4:23?
Oh, yeah. Like? Yeah. Well, no, that 4:23 would be early. It's about 4:27-ish, right before that last break. Of the you know what? It's I'm sleeping in these days since the flood, because there's other things I got to deal with as well. Since the flood, I've been getting in at about 2:15, 2:20, which is about 40 minutes later than normal. But here's the thing: I get there, there's three people sitting in that newsroom already. Mm-hmm. Producers who've been there since, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock. They're getting after it.
And then quite often, as you are today, you're doing other things. Your day doesn't end at 8 o'clock by any means, and there's always preparing for the next show and the next show. But your Crime Stoppers hat is one that you take great pride in, and that's much different from what you do in the morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You talk about the blood, smoke, and scandal, and that truly is part of it. But the whole purpose of Crime Stoppers is to try and show people that there is a way for them to be a part of their community and help the law enforcement, wherever that community is. We're talking 9 different parishes here, a way to get involved and to stay anonymous, because the fear is real, okay? The fear is real. And so this is a way to get around that. What you can't get around is the apathy, the folks who just don't want to get involved. Crime Stoppers can't help with that. That is a personal conversation. But getting around the fear, being anonymous, that is where Crime Stoppers comes in. And this program in Baton Rouge is one of the most successful in the entire country. The numbers show that every single year.
Well, unfortunately, there is ample crime to cover in this area.
Yeah.
We have a high murder rate and high other rates that are not good. But it's improving, but nonetheless, this is a tough town.
It is, and you know, it's the numbers that we see. There's no switch for this, Jim. I mean, you know this. Kind of like the educational system in EBR. Everybody wants this thing to be an A-rated district immediately, but you look at DSEG and 50 years of that put them right behind the eight ball. And so that slow climb in education is a slow climb, but everybody wants it to happen immediately. Meanwhile, it took half a century to get it to where it is now. Kind of like the crime rate. This is not going to be instantaneous, and the journey is difficult. The journey is arduous, and a lot of times you feel like you're locked up in that journey like you are in Baton Rouge traffic every single morning. You don't feel like you're getting anywhere. But the fact is we are making strides, and you can't do this without law enforcement and the community working together.
I recall it's been a few years now, as you know, but you were on this show at this time on this station right after the killing in Beauregard Town. And, and that one was one that got a lot of attention, and mainly because of where it happened and the person it happened to.
Right.
But it's something that reunited the city in an unusual way. And unfortunately, quite often people get killed in our community and we don't pay that much attention.
You're exactly right. And that's a whole other part of the conversation. Why is that? Why is all of a sudden the whole community up in arms over this? And when you talk about Beauregard Town, you talk about that mother and daughter, and everybody understands, everybody knows that story. And it was so personal, certainly for a lot of parents who are like, oh my God, that could be me. That could be now my daughter, you know, growing up without. That kind of thing. And so it hit parents at a level as well. I know it certainly did me. And then you still have a lot of people living in certain addresses in this community who think this crime is not going to affect me. That's just drugs. I'm over here. We have to get away from that kind of a thought, that ability to live in a vacuum, to surround yourself in your own little echo chamber. That's not the world we live in and haven't for a long time. And so I think more and more people understand that things that happen in different zip codes really do impact them. I think the better off we're going to be.
We're coming up on 10 months since the shooting of Alton Sterling, and that one still has layers of activity to go. But it's a story that is of a national import, and unfortunately, some bad things could happen when the Justice Department renders its decision.
Yes, and it's you know, something law enforcement prepares for. It's something even we as news organizations prepare for. What's the possibilities when this decision gets handed down? And obviously, like you said, we've been waiting for it for a while. Obviously, we know what happened in July of this of last year. And, of course, we just lost another sheriff's deputy. I cannot believe we were dealing with another funeral so soon. Obviously, any length of time would be too soon, but to see it happen again. So, yes, we are fully aware of what can happen. The idea is that it doesn't happen again, and, of course, maybe we can come together with those calmer conversations.
Matt Williams is with us for a while longer, the popular anchor at WAFB Channel 9 and the Crime Stoppers reporter, and he's been doing this in our community now for 14 years, and it is amazing that there are people who have lasted in this market for a long time. Usually television in particular is here a few years and you're gone. But you and others have stayed the course.
It's, you know, Jim, I think back to in college, seems like so long ago, and it actually was. There was that drive of, market hop, get to that, you know, top 25, dig in, find your niche, that kind of thing. But go figure. I got here, and my wife and I got here, began to have a family, really kind of got those roots settled, and my priorities changed. As important a job as WAFB is to me, it's, you know, what happens within those walls, it's not my most important job. I've got three children and, and an incredible wife, and they are the most important job. For me, of course, I wake up and get over to WAFB, and it takes a little bit of time too. But no, for me, it's no longer market hopping. You know, if something were to come along and it was you know, exceptional, then you know, you have that conversation. But you know, for me, Baton Rouge is home.
Well, I see in the WAFB website, your hobbies. Every spare moment I have, I try to spend with my family. Mm-hmm. They are my world.
So they are.
That's not a bad hobby.
No.
But this is a good news town.
It really is, and you don't have to try for anything. There's not a – I mean, you know, obviously, Jim, you've been in the news business for such a long time, that kind of morning news meeting when you're spitballing some ideas. There's never a meeting in this town where that meeting is dry. Everybody would come in and, well, I'm not sure what's going to happen today. I don't know if we can – I don't know, just kind of send a camera out and see what happens. No, this town is filled with it. From being obviously from all the businesses that you have here, from being the state capital, the two universities that create their own type of culture, there is so much going on here. And then you talk about the super region from Lafayette to Baton Rouge to New Orleans. There's not enough time in the day. I mean, I talk about a 3.5 hour morning show. There's still not enough time in the day to truly get to everything. It's just a matter of resources and us having the bodies to get to everywhere.
Here's a question from Martha asking your most embarrassing moment on air.
Oh, I'll just tune in tomorrow. It's every single, you know, I gave up a long time ago trying not to embarrass myself. I'll tell you what, Martha, it was, I figured out, just kind of do your thing. People will be more appreciative of real than they will fake. And they can, people are, and there's, that can be seen so easy. Fake is so easily identified. And so I just kind of, go out there and do, you know, me every single
fake,
morning.
Fake sincerity, not fake news.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, that's a whole nother level. So I make mistakes and I embarrass myself probably every single morning. It's just a matter of degree. But I stopped worrying about that.
Well, sometimes things happen that are unexpected. Yeah. A few months ago, before the election, you and I and Stephanie Regal were moderating a debate on WAFB with the two mayoral finalists.
Yes.
Bodie White and Sharon Wilson.
I know exactly where you're going.
And this fly, goes right in Bodie White's eye.
Yeah. I mean, that's, and he handled it so easily, too. He's, I mean, you could see, obviously, something was going on. And, you know, obviously, this is a live broadcast. It's a debate. There's no commercial here. We're not doing anything. And he handled it so well. I don't know what I'd have done. I'd have probably been, I'd have probably checked out. That would have been the embarrassing moment. But no,
that's never happened to you.
No, I won't say never. And I don't think I handled it as well as Bodie did. Look, we've had all sorts of animals on the show, so all including Johnny Ation.
297-5633 is your number, and talk at talklouisiana.org. And another listener asks about you're now standing quite a bit, and you're a tall guy, so you kind of tower over your subjects, like the ruler, the lord of his domain.
Yeah, and that's another one of these things that come from the national research, and we got to stand. Well, that and the fact that, you know what, we got an incredible new studio. All the gadgets, all the gizmos. Quite honestly, I just think we ran out of money, couldn't afford the chairs. But they are standing everywhere, and you got to move around this whole studio. It would be a waste of time to actually sit down, the whole getting up, getting down kind of thing, because we do move so much. But you'll see more and more across the country, people just kind of standing, that active feel in the morning to kind of get you going. But these old knees are getting tired. And yes, I'm the tallest one on the show, so everybody else is standing on a box, and I'm standing in a hole.
Chris in Southeast Baton Rouge. Good afternoon, Chris, or good morning. You're on with Matt Williams.
Hey, I want to know what happened to Andre Morrow. He was dead, now he's gone, and, you know, what happened to him?
Yeah, Andre obviously been in the business for a while. Started, actually, back here in the day in Baton Rouge with, he was obviously sports and moved around a little bit and went out to San Diego and brought him back to be really the faces as George Sells retired to team up with Donna Britt. Been in it and for such a long time, he just decided, you know what, I need to, you know, worry about me now. This job can be very taxing. The hours can be unforgiving. It can really wear on you. I've seen a lot of people, my graduating class of people in my journalism school of like 24 or 25 in my, just that little class, I'm one of two left and in the business. And so at some point you just kind of think, you know what, I'm ready to do something else because this business really does kind of, it can suck it out of you. And so that's what Andre decided he wanted to do. You'll probably see some of his artwork. He takes pictures and you'll see a lot of that around
Beth
town.
Beth Courtney of LPB notes that Andre, at least temporarily, will be hosting Louisiana.
That's exactly
the state
right.
We're in.
Exactly
so,
right.
He is on Louisiana Public Broadcasting probably tomorrow night.
See, there you go.
You'll see Andre Morrow. Good-looking guy at 59 years old.
We all aspire.
And in shape.
I'm telling you, we all aspire to be. I was actually, right after the floods, he and I and some other folks were helping kind of mucking out a house of a friend of ours, and he came over and he had the shorts on, the short sleeve shirt on because, you know, it's hot. And yeah, I could look at him and be like, seriously, dude? I mean, I'm you got a few years on me, and I can't even. All right, fine. But no, yeah, he is obviously physically fit and now hopefully dealing with some better hours.
There you go. Now, what about consultants? How often do you have to deal with consultants in the world of consulting?
As little as I want. No, look, there are, like any gig and any job, like any profession, there are good ones and there are bad ones. The whole joke is, you know, those who can't do coach or, you know, those who can't do consult now, that kind of thing. That's not always the case. And we've had some good consultants. We've had some horrible consultants who really do believe in that round peg, square hole philosophy. It worked over there. It'll work over here. I hate those people with a passion. I get up and I leave those rooms.
Really?
I can't stand them. I mean, seriously, you come in from where and you think that's going to work just because it worked? Stop. And so the trick is to take what they are asking of you, and a lot of them have a lot of power over, you know, GMs and owners, that kind of thing, and those changes are instituted, and so you've got to just deal with that and try to make everything work. and some things don't. And then you go back to what you know. It is very much a balancing act, certainly in this business where everything changes all the time.
What about the impact of social media?
That's
evolved a lot since you went to work at WAFB.
It didn't exist when I went to work at WAFB. And it steers the ship in a lot of places now, Jim. I mean, you know this. The trick here is everybody's talking about, you know, fake news, fake news, fake news. And that is where it exists. Social media is the cauldron of fake news because people get stuck into those echo chambers, mm-hmm. those myopic conversations where everybody looks, sounds, feels like them, and all of a sudden an opinion gets turned into a fact. We were just talking about the fact that not every antagonist on social media deserves to be turned into a legitimate story. But a lot of this stuff on social media is valid. And so it's up to us as journalists to really figure out, all right, is this vitriol? Is this hate? Or is this legitimate? And can we find both sides of this? Because if you're right now not trying to walk down the middle, then you are mm-hmm. really doing a disservice to everybody. Certainly in this political climate, it is so easy to hate and jump on a story and just do one side because that one side is going to be out there and they're going to be loud. So it's tough now. But I'll say this, social media as well, I mean, we saw during the flood, the benefits of social media, there are so many good things that can happen there as well.
Now, Matt and I have been on the air a few times, and I invariably look at you when you're asking me the questions. You're looking in the camera. It's your show. But sometimes I see people looking in the camera while they're talking to you. It looks kind of weird.
Who are you talking about?
I can think of one.
Who are you talking about?
One in particular.
I ain't throwing any names out there. But yes, absolutely no. That's absolutely right. I'm not saying he may have been running for governor at one point. But yes, no, it's absolutely true. You know, and that's what I'll have some guests come in, and maybe it's only a couple times they've ever done it. And it's a legitimate question. Where do I at? You know, where do I look? Do I look into the cameras? I'm like, no, it's kind of off-putting, you know. When you're getting stared, what you're doing is you're just having a conversation with me. It's you and I talking. Or it's you and Lauren talking, or Johnny, or Diane, or Robbie. It's you're just having a conversation with them. That's all we're doing. It's not trying to be really affronting to the viewer right there in the living room. Just have a conversation with me. Ignore the cameras.
And another listener asked about chemistry among the anchors. Mm. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. But yeah. is that something that you work on, or is it?
Well, I think
magic.
Magic has a lot to do. I'm not kidding. Magic has a lot to do with it. Sometimes it clicks instantly. Sometimes it takes some work.
Well, thank you, Matt Williams. Continue your good work, and it's always a pleasure. Thanks for listening to Talk Louisiana.